This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of December 3rd, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. In the studio with us, Master Angler. Is that about it? I can almost put doctorate of angling. Mr. Will Davis.
I appreciate you having me on the show. I wouldn't say master.
I don't know. You were in the, and I don't know a lot about it, but I call it the major league of fishing. You were at the top. You were in the Bassmaster elite.
Yes, I am.
And a champion, not just in it, but a champion in it.
Yeah, I'm very, very blessed. You know, fishing for a living is very challenging. It's very stressful. With that being said, you can't get your head too big in the sport because it will humble you.
It will, yes, sir. Well, this segment is all about, and we're gonna talk more about that because I have a different little twist on that for the show. But a lot of people listen to the show that aren't around here, and they want to know, who is Will Davis?
Will Davis is a 31-year-old that grew up in Sylacauga, graduated high school in 2011, went on to fish for Bethel University in McKenzie, Tennessee, and came back home and flipped burgers for a little bit at Good Old Boys and got a job at a sleep care at St. Vincent's running sleep lab. And after that, I started pursuing fishing for a living and had some success, just didn't get a couple top finishes that I needed to make that dream come true at the time. It was the Lord, it's all on God's time, and at the time I was not financially stable to go out and do it, even if I made it. So I'm very blessed that I didn't make it during that time, which is around 2017. So with that being said, you know, it opened up some doors and got a good job down there at Five Star Preserve and was a quail guide for 5 years. And I had a boss, Chris Landers. He gave me the opportunity to go pursue that dream, and having the time off to compete was definitely the game changer for me. I didn't have to worry about losing the job. I got the time off to go out there and practice and fish the Bass Federation, and made it to where I'm at. So with that being said, you know, my dad owns Davis Bait Company here in Sylacauga, and him and my mom has provided me, you know, through my whole life, and I'm very blessed for them. With that being said, I have a wife. I've been married for 4 years. I have a little girl, Chandler, that's 17 months old. And, you know, that's the hardest part about fishing for a living, is being away from the family, you know. So with that being said, you know, I'm a humble person. I'm just an old country boy from Sylacauga, and I love the outdoors, and I still duck hunt, deer hunt, and fish locally. So I'm just very blessed to have the opportunity to get to fish for a living and fill out my dream.
Well, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that coming up next. More of Will Davis right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us, Mr. Will Davis. Davis Bait Company, your family you talked about is what we need. People in your life, like you said, Mr. Landers. God puts people in your life at times, in seasons of life, to help us along. And I'm thankful that God moved people into your life, because as you mentioned, it takes in anything you do, in any venture you do, it takes money. There are not many things you can do in life that you just walk out your front door and say, hey, I'm going to start. You know, it takes an investment. And, you know, the Lord has blessed you, Will. And I know you take that seriously, because I know you hold the word of God in your heart. And you have a Bible verse for us this morning, or something from Scripture that, just share it with us. What's something that just, it's helped you in your journey?
So, on the back of my jersey, that I wear throughout the Leap series, year, is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That holds close to my heart, because in life, you know, you're gonna have trials and tribulations. You know, it's not an easy path in anything, if you want to make or have success. You can't do it without God, and just keeping that in mind throughout your daily task, it can get you a lot further than not having it.
It can, and I know a lot of people use that Bible verse, and a lot of people say it's, I hear people say it's cliche, but if you hold the word of God to your heart, then that is a powerful passage. Because if we believe that, because the Bible says if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains.
That's right.
So if you believe in him, man, he can do mighty things in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, all right. We'll come back with more Will Davis right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning in the studio. Mr. Will Davis, Will, thank you again for taking the time to come out to the studio. It's your second time. You've been on Kix 100.3 with David McCurley, and I wanted to get you in here, like I said, just a different twist of it, because you get to talk about your faith, and I appreciate you, you know, taking that stance to be able to be not ashamed to, as big as a platform as God has lifted you up in, that you still know who got you there.
That's right. That's right.
What was the first, when can you remember the first fishing tournament you entered?
I would say I was probably 6 years old. Me and my dad fished a Tuesday nighter out of Cedar Creek. It came up a thunderstorm that evening, and the tournament was like from 6 to 9 or something like that. So with that being said, there's a big thunderstorm rolled up probably about 7 o'clock, and me and my dad was pretty far up the river, probably 5 miles from the ramp, and there really wasn't a lot of boathouses back then. If they were, they were spooky, you know, mm-hmm. A lot of spider webs and all kinds of stuff. So my dad said, get up under the console. So I was young enough that and small enough, I got up under the console behind his hot foot. So that's I was just a young lad at that time. So
good story for the first trip.
Yeah, it was.
Biggest fish you ever caught? Biggest bass, let's put.
The biggest bass I ever caught, I caught at the Harris Chain of Lakes, which is in Florida. It weighed, I didn't have any scales with me, so I can't just tell you a fisherman lie, but it wasn't 11 pounds, but it was 29 and 10.
It's a big fish.
It was a big one. It was too bad, or unfortunate, I caught it in practice.
So. Okay. What's your favorite lure? What color works the best? Or do you like spinnerbait, worm? What is your absolute? If you had to go in your, I know each lake is different, but if there's always that one. And I know growing up, we used just a white fish spinnerbait. It had spent my dad. It was an old lure, but it was so dinged up with fish that had bitten it, right, and chipped the paint off of it. That was our go-to. Where if nothing was biting, we always pulled that one out, and it looked like a torpedo submarine because it was old, but it always worked.
Yeah, it's crazy how you can come across all these old lures that your granddad had and stuff like that. Probably my favorite bait would have to be the Davis shaky worm and shaky head. Okay. Green pumpkin. You know, that color works from Florida to New York and in between. So I'd have to say that combination and the green pumpkin, that's my go-to. If time gets tough and I need a bite, or if I'm just fun fishing, it's a fun way to work or fish. It's easy to fish that bait. So that's my go-to.
Do you ever get out on the water and you're looking in your tackle box and you say, hey, we need to make something different?
All the time. Or you get these crazy ideas that you're sitting on your couch eating ice cream at night, watching your favorite show on Netflix and with your wife, and your baby's just went to sleep, and you start, daydreaming off because you're not into the show that your wife's watching. So you'll start thinking of different ideas or how to tweak a bait. What I mean by that is make it have a different look to it, a style to it, you put a spinner bait, take a spinner bait and put another arm on it, or you take a jig and come up with a different skirt, or modify plastic to downsize it or anything like that. So you're always thinking how to change a bait to get more bites, because in this industry, or fishing for a living, any edge that you can gain on your competitor can go a long ways.
I can imagine. Well, all right. Well, I think we got one more segment with you. All right. We'll be back with Will Davis right here on Mix Sunday morning. It's been a blessing to have Will Davis in the studio this morning. And the thing I thought was the coolest as I kind of prepared for the interview, I really don't prepare a lot, because the more I prepare for something, I realize that I put me into it. And if I just step back and let the Lord do it, it seems to work out a lot better. And this actually came to me on the drive here. God calls us to be fishers of men. And I thought, man, thank you, Lord, because, you know, Will Davis is out here. He's in a boat fishing for fish. But you're also a fisher of men.
That's right.
How do you see God moving in your world right now, in the fishing industry? You've traveled all over the country. Texas, I believe, was it Ohio? You've been up the East Coast, down in Florida. How do you see God moving?
I think, I know God has gave me a platform to spread his word. I'm very fortunate and grateful for that. In my boat, I keep a New Testament Bible in there. It's a small pocket. And even throughout the day during the Elite Series, in the tournament, you know, I flip it open and read a couple verses, and it keeps me on the task for the day. It don't get me spun out or anything like that. So, you know, to have the opportunity to to share God's word throughout the country and to local or, you know, anglers across the United States is awesome.
I believe recently you went down to Fayetteville, and did you just go down there to encourage, give them a little, some tips?
Yeah. So I got called down there, or asked to come speak to the fishing team, and I really enjoyed talking to the fine anglers down there, upcoming, maybe professional fishermen or fisherwomen down there. I really enjoyed that. So it's so cool to sit back and let them ask me questions where I was in their shoes at one time. So I'm just a prime example. If you want something bad enough in life, say it's your dream to become a fisherman or a NASCAR driver or anything like that, you put God first and give it all you got, you can make it.
Well, all right, we're going to wrap it up. But before we do you mind if I say a prayer?
Absolutely.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for Will, Lord. Thank you for the man he is. Thank you for the father he is. Thank you for the husband that he is. Lord, I ask you to protect him, to guide him, Lord, throughout his journeys, throughout his travels, Lord, because I know there are dates on a calendar. But, Lord, I know you're sending him out for your service. And be with him through all of that, Lord, and put the right people in his life, Lord, because this isn't the top. You still have places for him to go. And I ask this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, Will, thank you. Thank you for coming on. What's up next? When do you start again? When does the series start all over?
The Elite Series starts in the end of February.
Okay.
I'm about to head to Grand Lake in Oklahoma and practice for the Bassmaster Classic. The cutoff for that is January 1st, so we'll get up there and fill out the lake and see if I can find some good locations, and I'll come back home and start getting ready to go practice in Texas at Toledo Bend and Lake Fort. So it's going to be a busy, I guess, next 10 months.
Would be neat if we had you on the road, and if you have any fellow anglers who are men of God, we could do a Zoom call and get all of you on the show.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be neat.
It would be.
Well, Will, again, thank you. God bless you for all that you do, and I'm fortunate because I get to see you a little bit more than what normal people do. Because I say, like you said, we're on the family tree. You are first cousins to my daughter-in-law. And I know she adores you, and that means a lot to me because you mean a lot to her.
Yes, sir.
So thank you for that, and just God bless you in your journeys, your ventures, and our prayers are for you and your family.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm glad that we're all part of a great family, and I appreciate you having me on your show, Mr. Greg.
That's Will Davis right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. The one thing I quickly learned the first 5K race I ever ran was that the adrenaline would kick in at the start of the race, and as the runners all began, I would find myself getting caught up in the other's pace instead of trusting the pace I had practiced for weeks during my own personal workouts. The funny thing that happened was that as I got back on my pace, I slowly but surely passed many of those that had sprinted past me at the start. With God, it is the same. To be in the flow with God's pace is so important. And God's pace is different for each of us. With God, it is not a sprint, but a marathon. What is important to God is not how we start the race or even how fast our pace is, but that we are always moving forward and that we actually finish the race that counts. Men, get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, men, suit up. To follow the Suit Up Movement, go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer with the Suit Up Ministry Minute right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Another week, another show, another 3 hours I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. We were blessed in the studio. I want to thank Will Davis for taking the time to come and open up with us. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Robo Motors, Silicaga Handicap, Dickie Wright. I really appreciate you. And I want to take just a minute to thank Coach Adam Fawcett. Thank the Comer Tigers. What a wonderful season. The game Friday night didn't go as we all expected it. But the kids fought till the last second, literally. I want to thank El Toro Freeman for coming and speaking to the team at their pregame meal. We'll be blessed to have Mr. El Toro on the show next Sunday. I hope you have a great week. And remember, God has a plan for you. His purpose is still in your life if you're listening to this over the airway, or if you catch it on the podcast days or years ahead. He loves you and he wants you. Have a blessed day. God bless you. If he doesn't send his son back, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.